When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down His mercy on him and his progeny. We thoroughly discussed the beginning part, بأبي أنت وأمي, and we explained this expression of تفتية, that the phrase فديتك is hidden, and it means I sacrifice for you my father and my mother. May my family be sacrificed for you. And this shows that the Zair believes that it is Imam Hussein alayhi salam that should be prioritized over everything. Now, we moved on to this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. We said that in this part, the Zair swears and believes that the calamity befallen to him by this affliction is immense. It is severe. We said that in order to understand this immense and realize this immense sorrow, this intense affliction, the Zair has to pass two important stages. He has to pass from proper knowledge, which is accurate knowledge about the personality of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the details in the tragedy of Karbala. And he has to raise in himself the true love, the intense love and attachment for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that he feels united with the Imam, with his intentions, with his aims, understanding why Imam Hussein alayhi salam moved to Karbala in the first place will help him understand and reach this state of love. And we said that this characteristic of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this musab, this affliction sometimes leads some others to believe that it is only the weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that is useful. And this is a weak point present in some of the mourning gatherings today. It has fortunately become lesser, but some still prefer profuse and loud weeping. It is regarded as the criterion of the success in the mourning gatherings, because the speaker in the minbar must relate the sorrowful accounts of the tragic event. While these accounts are related, the people are expected not merely to shed tears. The mere shedding of tears is not acceptable. The majlis must be rocked with cries of mourning. Of course, we do not say that this is not true, but what we believe is that this must not be the only objective. The tears must be shed as a result of realizing the facts, and that's how the majlis is raised and rocked with mournings, by descriptions of real history events.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we said that the tears in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in mourning gatherings, if tears are shed as a result of listening to the facts, and the majlis is rocked with mourning by descriptions of real history, without false and somehow fabricated narratives, without distortion, without conjuring companions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not really exist in the history, who are unknown to Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself, as they were non-existent, without attributing such children to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not actually exist, without carving out enemies for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not basically exist, that is a very good thing indeed. But when reality and truth are absent, should we try to make war against Imam Hussein alayhi salam by fabricating these lies and falsehoods? This is not true. This is the point that we need to realize in order to understand and express our state of intense affliction and sorrow. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان.
الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين